Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated Pirelli Scorpion Weather Active. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Fired up! Let's do this!
About hyped. The show or about turkey?
We're getting hyped.
I'm
about
ready,
the
bro.
Biggest party night of the year. Hey, by the way, welcome to the biggest party afternoon of the year!
Yeah! Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, brought to you and broadcasting from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there in unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
We're the good time guys, Covino and Rich, here to have fun, here to interact, here to take your phone calls, here to break it down. Of course, we're going to talk about Pat Beverly and he's fighting and defending his teammates.
Oh, we're going to talk about Zach Wilson, the little baby boy.
Of course we're going to talk about that insecure, childish boy who's benched, by the way.
I know.
But lots of fun stuff in between. And since it's the biggest party night of the year, and you're probably on your ride home.
Is that why Ramos has a lampshade on his head?
Yeah.
I just put it on right now in honor of the show beginning.
You know how the party's going, Ramos? When it's a wedding and the old uncle has his tie around his head.
That's it.
That's how you know.
It's a great indicator.
That's how you know.
That's a good wedding. Yeah. You know, I figure we play all party songs today, Ramos, and you got to play some of Rich's favorites like Buster Poindexter.
Stop
hot,
it.
Hot,
that's
hot.
Not one of my favorite
He's
parties.
He's feeling hot, hot, hot. You got to play all of Rich's party favorites today. Okay.
I will play anything you guys want me to play. Just let me know.
Perfect.
We're all good.
Corny favorites all day. But no, it's you know the party's going. Also, when there's someone that's...
When they're doing the electric slide?
When someone that's not in the best shape is convinced to do the worm. And you see some out of shape person on the ground flopping
it's
around.
It's always some dude who was cool in the 90s, not me. Some other dude who was cool in the 90s, yeah. And he's doing like the running man, and everyone thinks it's the greatest thing ever.
Oh,
that's when the party starts. So, tonight is considered the biggest party night of the year because everyone's going back home, partying with some old pals, and we appreciate you hanging with us in the meantime.
Can I ask you a personal question?
I mean, it depends how personal. We're on national radio.
That is true.
Hundreds of affiliates and,
yeah, I gotcha.
Friends and family probably listening.
Have you ever gone back to your hometown and hooked up with a random girl you knew from high school?
Of course! I mean, what? Wait, what'd you say?
I wonder how many people use the Thanksgiving Eve as an opportunity to try to hit on that person they never hooked up with back in the day.
No.
Don't revisit those
old... It sounds good, and it's good in movies, but when you see those people again, they're never the same. That's how I feel about it.
What happened to you?
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel. I mean, it's wrong of me to think that way, but it's true.
Well, hey, let's get this show going. And before we get into something we're doing today called the pardon. You know how the presidents pardon a Thanksgiving turkey?
Can you give us the history on that, by the way?
Yeah, it was John F. Kennedy. JFK was the first. He said, let it go. Like, let the turkey go. And since,
kind of a stupid tradition,
since John F. Kennedy, and I think it was made official by George H.W. Bush, that every year the president pardons a turkey and lets it go.
All right. Well, based on that and this amazing tradition we have, I'm going to tell you a little story.
Okay. Little story. And by the way, close to 50 million turkeys eaten every Thanksgiving.
That's just a fun fact.
Oh, you want another fun fact? Ramos, he loves it. Ramos loves it.
You could have saved it for later when we talk about Thanksgiving fun facts.
No, another one. Ben Franklin wanted the nation's official bird to be the turkey. He said it was a strong bird, and he said the bald eagle lacked character. So in some alternate universe, I guess where the turkey's our bird and we're eating bald eagles.
And I can tie Ben Franklin into sports, by the way, because it's Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah.
It's a fun fact, but both Hulk Hogan and Terry Bradshaw both go to the barber and ask for the Ben Franklin haircut.
That's what they do. Yeah.
Ben Franklin. Can I get the Ben Franklin,
please? Can I get the Ben Franklin, brother?
Thank you. So based on the pardon and the turkey and all the fun and all the fixings, yeah, I'm excited for my turkey. Excited to be here. I'm always excited to go home and read the feedback.
Camino, you suck!
Even that, because I'm glad you're listening. And I do that every night at Covino and Rich. Someone posted late last night, never forget the anniversary of the butt fumble, Mark Sanchez. And I'll tell you what, for the first time in 10 years, I forgot. And nobody loved it more than me and Rich, because it was a funny play.
And it shows our maturity level.
It hit us right in the feels, as they say, right in our wheelhouse, the butt fumble. Everything about it was memorable and hilarious. And I got a good laugh every year when I saw that. And, you know, not at Mark Sanchez's expense, because he's a good dude. It's just a funny play, and he's a respectable quarterback. He's a good and handsome guy.
I said it, Mark Sanchez, the butt fumble sort of cramped his reputation a little bit.
Now, I saw this meme, and it said, never forget, and I said to myself,
wow,
hey, I forgot. So you know what that means? If I forgot, and I'm on Fox Sports Radio, and I laughed and loved this moment for the past 10 years more than anybody, stick a fork in it. Stick a Thanksgiving fork right in it, because it's over, it's done, and today we pardon officially Mark Sanchez. It's over. You can get one last laugh out of it. Watch a highlight.
But we pardon
him. But it's done.
Him.
We pardon him officially, because I'm not saying, like I said, Rich, that we laughed at his expense.
But we did.
But we kind of did. We all kind of did. And it's wrong, but it was a funny play.
Well, Covino and Rich giving out sports pardons, much like a turkey gets the pardon from the president. And I think you got to start the list with Mark Sanchez.
It's
the guy.
Official. Did you remember yesterday? Did you think about it?
You know what? I saw it late last night, and my first thought was, oh man, we forgot it today? And then I'm like, no, we didn't, because it should be forgotten. Mark Sanchez, you are pardoned, my friend.
Pardoned officially. Rich and I used to salivate every year.
I was like, ooh.
Well, for turkey and to talk about that moment. To relive it, to revel.
Maybe it's maturity.
It's maturity, but
maybe,
it's over.
You know,
it's also over. You know why? I'll tell you why. He paid his time.
It's true.
He did his time, and he did it gracefully. You know, he owned it. He's still handsome. He's still out there doing his thing.
Great broadcaster.
He's
now
a great broadcaster. He does it well. He moved past it. He didn't fight it really that hard. You know, a lot of times people love to bring stuff up because you get real defensive about it.
Yeah.
That's how teasing works, right? I think he earned this pardon. We forgot. Never forget. Sorry, I forgot.
You know what? So Mark Sanchez,
pardon.
You're off the hook. You know, he's a guy that went to AFC championship games. He was the last time the Jets were good.
It's true.
But we forget because his face went into someone's ass. And he fumbled the ball. And you know what? You guys want to hear a fun behind-the-scenes story. I think I told this last year on Fox Football Sunday Night Show.
Well, before you tell it, I do want to open up the phones. The most interactive show on radio, Covino and Rich, wants to talk to you. Who else do you want to pardon? Because we're making a list as we go. We have a few other people in sports, maybe just people in general that
what
you
want
to forgive and pardon, but especially the athletes. 877-99 on Fox.
I have a few athletes that I think deserve a little Thanksgiving Day pardon, and I'll get into it as soon as I get done telling our ridiculous story. So Covino and I worked with Mark Sanchez. And the story goes like this. Covino's the guy that loves, you know, immature humor more than anyone, even me. So Covino would love the butt fumble, like joked about it. And when we worked with Mark Sanchez, Covino's like, yeah, you can't bring that up to him. So
it's in bad taste.
I said to Covino, I go.
Plus, I always respect the Vato Loco forever.
I said, Mark Sanchez is coming on our trip. This is honestly the anniversary. A couple years ago, we went to Mexico City for Monday Night Football, Chiefs, Chargers.
All of us together. Same plane, same accommodation.
So we were traveling with Mark Sanchez, and I could tell that Mark Sanchez was sort of tired. Mustn't have got a lot of sleep, and he looked sort of like standoffish.
Or maybe he knew it was the anniversary, and it was, you know.
And I said
he was bracing for all the memes.
And I said, "Ooh, you know what? Mark Sanchez is uncharacteristically looking like tired and like standoffish right now."
I mean, it's definitely a vibe at a airport, right? Like, are you ever really that awake and excited when you're traveling early in the morning?
So I told Covino. I was like, yo, bad news. I went up to Mark Sanchez. We were chatting, and I told him that you love to make fun of the butt fumble. And Mark Sanchez hates you now. And Covino's like, what? Why would you say that?
I was so mad. I was like, why in the world? Because that is something Blubber Lips Davis here would say.
So I was like,
this is something that Rich would do.
Yeah, Mark Sanchez, Covino loves the butt fumble.
We joke about it every year.
So I got other employees in on it. We're like, yo, Covino, Mark Sanchez is not happy with you. So we had Covino all insecure that Mark Sanchez hated him.
I was ready to apologize to the guy.
And to the point where we made a fake email from Mark Sanchez saying like, yo, I was going to be on Covino and Rich's show, but cancel that because I can't stand Covino.
They went through this elaborate like lie. To make me feel uncomfortable. That's how much joy the butt fumble brought us.
And then right when Covino was about to go up to Mark Sanchez and apologize, we're like, no, wait. And we
It was all a joke.
It was all a joke.
Yeah, true story.
So, hey, we pardoned Mark Sanchez.
Pardoned.
Who
He's
do you?
Pardoned. Maybe like years and years, like, you know how certain slangs come and go?
Yeah.
Like winning. Like that might come back one day. Because it's been long enough. Maybe like years from now, we could all share a laugh again.
I mean, it's been 20 years. Could we say,
was that?
20 years ago, Super Bowl commercial, Ramos, yeah. 20 years
oh, yeah.
ago.
Yeah, I don't forget that one.
You'll feel old yet when you know that that's 20 years ago?
It's how trends work, right? You love them, then they get played out, they go away.
Then they become retro.
But then they become retro and they come back again a little bit. So maybe in another 10, 15 years, we could all share a good laugh.
You know the number one reason how you could tell that the what's up is retro and old? Because they're answering house phones. Remember the guy picked up his like cordless phone?
Yeah.
Hello? What the?
And by the way,
they were answering home phones.
Those, you know what else is a great indicator? All those guys are 85 years old now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a lot of time has gone by, but never forget. We forgot. And we pardoned Mark Sanchez officially. I'm actually happy and proud to say that. Yeah. I was always a fan of his. We interviewed him as a college kid. He was always respectful and yeah,
a good
leader. He's a good guy.
So he declared
I always
today.
Took a lot of pride because of his Latin roots. I always rooted for the guy. So we pardoned him. I'm happy to pardon him officially. Not just here on the show. Officially.
I'll give you another one. Athletes that deserve the old Thanksgiving turkey pardon.
Go ahead.
Lance Armstrong.
Okay. You know what? I think Mike, who runs this place,
yeah,
he agrees with you on this.
We were chatting about this, and since he runs the place, yeah. Lance Armstrong, none of you care about bike riding. None of you care about the Tour de France.
Kidding
you're
me?
Full of...
You ever see me on my Huffy 10-speed when I was a kid?
Your Mongoose, your GT Performer? No one cares about cycling. This guy raised so much awareness and money for cancer, right? The bracelet, people had to live strong. This guy did such amazing work, and he did so good.
That Live Strong campaign was strong, though. It really was.
I mean, think about the events and the money and the charitable effect that Lance Armstrong had on cancer research and people that were dealing.
I'm playing devil's advocate. I'll be Keanu Reeves from Devil's Advocate.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was a cheater.
No.
Nothing will change the fact that he cheated.
It doesn't matter.
So why the pardon?
All I'm saying is this guy did so much good for people dealing with cancer and research and fundraising. because he cheated riding a bike? You care? I don't care. You're trying to tell me Lance Armstrong did more bad than good? The guy cheated at something you don't even care about. But you know what he did?
Based on the press, you would think that he
murdered. You would make it seem like he murdered someone.
You're absolutely right about that. And here's another way
to
look at it.
Maybe I'm alone on this one, but in my mind, I'm like, I don't care about the Tour de France at all. But you know what? People that maybe benefited from some of the money and the funds that they had going towards cancer research. And I don't know. I just think Lance Armstrong deserves a pardon.
Well, I think you're forgetting a major argument. I mean, he wasn't the only one cheating, right?
Yeah.
So here's my analogy on it.
You can't compare him to like a Bonds or Clemens because my loophole for Lance Armstrong is the charitable side of the Livestrong bracelet and all the good deeds.
But again, how's he going to compete when everyone else is cheating? What would you have done?
Tell me who you're going to pardon.
Okay, well, I'm going to think about Lance Armstrong and let you think about it too. 877-99 on Fox. Rich pardons Lance Armstrong. We all pardon Mark Sanchez, even you. Even if you're still holding on to the butt fumble. It's over, dude. It's over. We made it official. I'm going to pardon, but it's a two-part pardon. I only pardon one part. I pardon the great Pete Rose. It's long overdue.
Yeah, for sure.
But only
it's over, everybody.
For gambling. Only for gambling. I mean, you look how we embrace gambling now. It's a joke. It's a joke to still hold this guy accountable. I get it was cheating then and whatever. Remember, he only bet on his own team to win. That's a factor here to me. I pardon him for this. His other accusations, you know, when it comes to maybe some things he may have said.
Some questionable things with women or something. That's one thing.
I don't pardon him for that.
The
I don't
gambling
know the details.
Side? Do you mean as we're about to say, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook and the world revolves around sports gambling now? By the way, code C, our show. you can't say that he's terrible for doing that based on the 2022 standard, right? Who do you want to pardon? Let's go to Vermont and Dana. Dana, you're on Covino and Rich.
Hey, guys. I think we should pardon Bill Buckner for that ball going through his legs many years ago. It was a bad hop, and that was not the reason they lost that World Series. But the guy was basically shunned by the entire city of Boston over that one
day. Dana, officially pardoned. When they pardon a turkey, do they, like... Did they use a
gavel?
A gavel or anything?
Well, I don't know. But Bill
because
Buckner.
Officially pardoned. It's ridiculous to blame that on Bill Buckner. He's absolutely right. And enough time has passed and may he rest in peace. The guy had a wonderful career and he's identified with that and that only. It's
for
terrible.
His legacy. Bill Buckner was forgiven.
You pull up his stats.
He was forgiven by the Boston fans. But I'll be honest, if I were him, I would have been like, you know, beat it. After they won the World Series, if you remember Ramos, they were like, we forgive you, Bill Buckner. And he's since passed away.
That's the key after they won the World Series. They had to win the World Series to forgive the guy.
I know, and I feel like...
Poor dude had to live the majority of his life with his head down.
Yeah.
Feeling sad about that. Signing autographs with Mookie Wilson.
Great. That is true. They do autograph signings together. He had to make the best of it. Bruno in Brooklyn. Bruno.
Wait, hold on. I want to give you these stats, though.
Okay.
22 years in the big leagues, dedicated his whole life to baseball. 22 years, he batted .289. And home runs, 174 bombs, but a .289 lifetime hitter. I'm sure he had some gold gloves in there. Respectable player, and he's pardoned officially. It wasn't his fault. All the wild pitches in that game. The Red Sox let that game slip away, and they still had another game ahead.
You know, game six.
Yeah, that's the misconception, especially with young people. You know, they think that was it. That's when the Mets won the World Series. No, it's not. Not at all. It wasn't just his fault. He was the scapegoat to that whole thing. Officially pardoned. All right. 877.
Little roller.
99
up along first. Behind the bag. It gets through Buckner. Here comes night, and the Mets win it. The famous Vin Scully call.
So sad.
Let's take one more for now. We'll take the rest. Let's go to Bruno in Brooklyn. Bruno, Covino and Rich.
Gentlemen, good afternoon. Happy Thanksgiving. Hey, I'm not a Bills fan, but Scott Norwood, you got to obviously that guy's been hiding for how many years now?
If Josh Allen and those guys get the job done, do you think they'll forgive Norwood the way they forgave Bill Buckner?
Scotty Norwood, man.
Man, wide right.
That's tough. Ooh,
That's really a good one. It's a good one. And by the way, to wrap up my Lance Armstrong thought, the guy raised over $500 million for cancer research and donated over $6 million of his own money.
So you're saying the good clearly outweighs
the
bad here.
We'll take the rest of your feedback and phone calls next. Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich, and NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started, it's simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound? Or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes.
Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code CRSHOW, C-R-S-H-O-W. Take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code CRSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, yeah! Couple dad buds after stuffing our faces over the next couple days, right?
Yeah, gobble, gobble. Give me the turkey ass.
Okay,
it's the best part.
Okay, Norbit.
It's the best part, Norbit style.
It's the only good scene in Norbit.
Yeah. Well, Norbit's actually pretty underrated. It's my second favorite Thanksgiving movie, Norbit.
What's your number one?
Planes, Trains, Automobiles.
I think that's the only Thanksgiving movie, which is great. Those aren't pillows.
And may I suggest, as soon as you're done eating your turkey and stuffing your face, you got to watch The Christmas Story Christmas. It's really great.
Ralphie, 40 years later?
Yeah. You'll like that.
I'm going to watch that and Will Ferrell, Ryan Reynolds, spirited.
Yeah, that's all fair. Celebrate your Thanksgiving. Be thankful. We're very thankful to be here on Fox Sports Radio. Thankful that you guys put up with us. Thankful for this kick-ass team we got.
Yeah.
Ramos.
Thankful Birch, for you, Ramos.
Monsi, Mike, who runs this place. Of course, Danny G and Spotty, who aren't here right now. And everybody at Fox Sports Radio, thankful. And we're going to be on tomorrow morning, by the way. Early in the morning, filling in for Dan Patrick tomorrow. So when you're watching your Thanksgiving Day parade, remember, ooh, Covino and Rich. We're going to be on Thursday and Friday.
Oh, I thought, you said you were waking up early to watch the parade. We're on for Dan Patrick?
No, that's why.
And by the way, the new there's a lot of new floats this year at the parade. People are, as I heard someone say the other day, you have to be 120 pounds and take an actual physics course to be a float operator, because otherwise...
Well, that leaves you out because you're at least 220.
Please. I'm 192 on the button every day.
Is it because you'll float away? Is that why they're afraid?
I think you have to be heavy enough.
Whoa! Yeah, you don't remember the story where that guy floated away with Snoopy?
There's a guy up in the air with Betty Boop.
You don't remember Mr. Magoo with the guy attached to him back in 75?
So the parade culminates with, you know, Santa Claus, and then here comes Christmas. So enjoy your Thanksgiving.
Enjoy and wake up with us tomorrow. Hey, can I give you, before we talk about Zach Wilson and Midweek Major and all that stuff this hour, can I give you my mild take of the day? Because I was going at it with some people on social media. You want my mild take of the day? Steve Covino's mild take of the day.
This should be good.
I love to mix it up with people on social media. Again, find me at Steve Covino. All of us at Covino and Rich and at Fox Sports Radio.
I could tell, by the way, when Covino's bored. Like, if his girlfriend's mad at him or he doesn't have his daughter and he's by himself, I could tell he gets in his zone where I'm like, oh, he's just on social media fighting.
It's one of two things. Either I'm bored or I'm doing the bowl scroll, right? I'm just killing time on the bowl. So I was doing the bowl scroll yesterday, and I got to the MLB Instagram, and they were congratulating AL Comeback Player of the Year. You know who it is? Do you want me to put you on the spot?
I'm going
to
guess. Okay. I mean, is it obvious that it's Verlander because he came off of surgery?
I hate that answer. I really do. Here's why. Steve Covino's mild take of the year. AL Comeback Player of the Year, Justin Verlander.
Yeah, he had a Tommy John surgery.
Okay. He was an all-star. He won the Cy Young. He won the World Series. Does he really need to win the AL Comeback Player of the Year? It's a wasted award. You won everything else. Give that to someone else. Let me give you an analogy. It's like
so you're saying it's not like a don't call it a comeback. He's been here for years.
Yeah,
is that what you're saying?
Because he was. It's not like he ever stunk it up. He had surgery. To me, coming back is like you were out of the game. You stunk, and now you're back.
It would be like if Bellinger hit 300 for a team.
I just interpret it different. It's like, well, how do you interpret the most valuable player, right? Some people are like, well, you know, was he the most bang for his buck, or was he the most valuable for the team, the best in the league?
Could a guy be an MVP if his team stinks?
Right. Yeah. When I hear comeback player of the year, I think that guy was doo-doo diapers for years.
No, you think
back,
you're thinking
he was on fire.
You're thinking he was great, bad, then great again.
Exactly. Justin Verlander's always been great. The dude won 21 games in 2019. Then he got hurt. He got surgery. He lit it up this year. Okay, I get it. He came back, but came back from surgery.
Surprise.
To me, the comeback, when I interpret it, I don't have a vote, so it really doesn't matter, but I am on Fox Sports Radio, so I go to social media, and I'm like, this is weak. This is what I say. Amazing year, Verlander, but weak sauce. Wasted award. He won everything else. My vote goes to Matt Carpenter. Batted 305, 15 home runs. He would have hit 25 to 30 home runs if he didn't break his foot. He had a terrible playoff. I get it. Playoffs, postseason, that doesn't matter. To me, Matt Carpenter was the comeback player of the year. Just my opinion. I'm on Fox Sports Radio. I want to share it with you. And by the way, I got slaughtered. it was the onslaught, like Donslaught.
Now, if Verlander didn't win the Cy Young, would that have been okay from the American League comeback?
Yes.
Okay.
So they gave
too many
him
awards.
The Cy Young.
Got
you know what this is like? And this is weird because I never thought of it this way. It's like making your brother your kid's godfather. He's already the uncle. He's already your brother.
Yeah.
You give that honor to your buddy.
you know, who's not really part of the family.
That's an interesting. I've never thought of it like that.
I never thought of it that way either, because I always went with family first,
so
right?
So do we, yes.
But you know what?
I always thought it was weak. It would be like making your brother your best man in your wedding. Is he really your best man, or is he just your brother?
Right. You give that honor to your pal, because he's not your brother, and he's not family, right? Your brother's always going to be your brother, and he's really your best man, because he's family. So you give the honor to someone else. You gave Verlander every award. He's the Cy Young. It's like almost redundant. Matt Carpenter is your AL Comeback Player of the Year. I rest my case.
You know, it's like the double dip. My wife used to do...
It is. It's exactly the double dip. It makes no sense.
My wife would do modeling when we first met. And if there was ever pageants or, you know, swimsuit pageants and stuff like that, I always found it funny because whoever won Miss Congeniality, I always found it odd when she won something else. It's like, no. Like... You can't be like second place and Miss Congeniality. Like Miss Congeniality is like, hey, the really friendly girl that just didn't win. It's like,
which is still an honor because that means her peers found her to be the most likable.
Of course, it's a great honor.
But yeah, you're double dipping.
A great honor is Miss Congeniality. A great honor is winning the beauty pageant. A great honor is Comeback Player of the Year, and a great honor is winning the Cy Young. You can't. I don't believe
in both.
Let me tell
you, man. I watched the Yankees day in, day out to see what Matt Carpenter did. He was out of baseball. This guy lost his swing. He lost his confidence. He lost everything. 305, 15 meaningful home runs. He changed the whole pace of the Yankees. I really think he would have hit about 30 home runs. He broke his foot in a freak play. He stunk it up in the playoffs, but he hadn't played in 2 months. But he really had a great year with the Yankees. And I'll tell you what, man, the backlash I got, like, dude, weakest take ever. You suck. The feedback I got on social media was brutal, but I stand my ground.
Let me throw one more name at you.
Yeah.
And you tell me, comeback player or same thing, been here for years. How would you say how Albert Pujols wrapped up his career? Raised his batting average probably 50 points, had over 20 home runs, hit 700.
He had an amazing year. I would not say he's the comeback player of the year.
Oh, wait,
he
Pujols just, was, by the way. I didn't even realize that. Pujols was the
that's correct.
I don't look at it that way. I think it's a good honor because, you know, it's his last year. I'm not as mad about it. But again, he's a guy who's like, he's always been great. He had a great final year, but it's not like he was out of the game by any means, you know. And Verlander, like I said, he never sucked. He never sucked.
Yeah, but sometimes battling back from an injury, I don't like the double dip, like you said, and we can leave it at that. The double dip. If someone wins, but then again, Verlander, am I wrong in saying he was an MVP and Cy Young in the same year before? So he's been known to double dip.
Hey, look,
don't put chips and guac around this guy.
I told you it was a mild take, and you could chime in at Covino and Rich.
Am I right by saying that? Let me double check that. Bursch, can you check if Verlander
wasn't he MVP? 21 wins.
He was MVP and Cy Young in the same year. So this guy's been, he's a habitual double dipper, if I remember correctly.
Isn't that a Red Hot Chili Peppers lyric?
Move over, girls. Guess I'm the double dipper. Rip, dip down to the dip dipper. One, two, three. I got a ticket. So ride with me. Who sings the original, Ramos? Love Roller Coaster.
The Ohio Players?
Yes!
Wow, Ramos is on fire.
You can't stump Ramos.
Man, stump the Ramos is a game we got to play.
Yeah, I was going to say, forget Howard Stern. Stump the buoy. Stump the Ramos.
Stump the Ramos. His music knowledge is incredible. So there you go. That's just something that bothered me a little bit, and I was fighting with pimple-faced people on the MLB Instagram.
Verlander was an MVP, right?
Yeah, 2011.
It's a double dipper. All right, before we get to your and Mark Sanchez's hot take on Zach Wilson, being that tomorrow's Thanksgiving, tell me if you agree with this statement. I saw a survey. I would say like a real study, but it wasn't a real study. It was just a survey.
Are you watching Family Feud?
Survey says. They said that more people, and I'm one of these people, by the way, include me on this list, more people enjoy Thanksgiving leftovers than actually enjoying the one plate that they have that night on Thanksgiving. Like Thanksgiving, if you were to say, what do you prefer? A plate at Thanksgiving dinner or the leftovers? And I'm team leftovers. I think Thanksgiving food in leftover form
gave me the leftover
is better.
Like a dog. I'm with you on that, Rich. So when Rich and I agree, it's fact.
You can make a turkey sandwich, make
something
some Thanksgiving bombs, mix it all up, turkey stuffing, cranberry. You know, you get like a lukewarm plate because, you know, think about it. Everything's in a different tin. It's a lukewarm dinner.
You say Thanksgiving bombs as if everybody knows what
that is. I'll explain tomorrow. Don't worry.
Okay.
Are you guys leftover guys in general or just for Thanksgiving?
I am leftover guy
all
day.
In general.
I am never too good for leftovers.
I agree. I'm with you on that.
I'm always, put it in the toaster oven, heat it up. I'm all for that. I take home a doggy bag for me every time.
To know me, Ramos, is to know that my opinion has changed on this literally 180. When I was in my 20s living in New York, I felt like the people that would bring leftovers to work, I'm like, oh, what's their deal? Hey, like, what are you doing? I was that leftover guy because I'm single. I wasn't cooking for a lot of people. Now that I got two little kids, I feel like my life is leftovers. I feel like I'm constantly
leftovers and goldfish.
I'm looking around the fridge like, oh, did the kids leave part of their meatloaf last night? I'm digging around every day. But when I was in my 20s, I'm like, why are you bringing leftovers in? What are you, poor? But now, as a grown-up, I'm like, no, I was a dummy back then. I live on the leftovers now.
Well, enjoy your turkey, enjoy your football, and enjoy those leftovers. Now, we started off the show by pardoning Mark Sanchez. Yesterday was the anniversary of the butt fumble. We forgot all about it. It didn't have as much fun, as much pizzazz as it used to.
By the way, do you make everyone at your Thanksgiving table awkwardly go around and say what they're thankful for?
No.
What are you?
I'm not good with formalities like that. It's like, are we being serious right now?
What are you thankful for?
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. I mean, it's a beautiful thing, but it's just like, I don't like putting pressure on on anyone else.
I'm
waiting
that.
Around to see what dad says. I don't know. It's weird.
Sorry.
I don't want to know what my dad's thankful for. All right. So, Zach Wilson is who we're talking about now. You heard Monsey break the news. He's benched.
Oh, boy.
Benched. Mike White starting, Zach Wilson benched, and you saw how Zach Wilson handled the press this week. Well, I don't know if you heard what Mark Sanchez had to say about it.
Wouldn't have got the crappy question if he would have just given the good answer at the beginning and just said, hey, I got to be better, and we'll get it figured out this week, but it starts with me. Boom. And he's done with it. The way it all went down, it just looked insecure and childish and...
And bam.
And boom.
And ba-bam.
That's Jason McIntyre, correct? Straight Fire podcast here on Fox Sports. And you know what? It did get us thinking that Mark Sanchez is onto something. Because I agree with him 100%. 1,000,000,000%.
He did. He showed. And you don't want to be too hard on the guy. But he was really adamant and arrogant with his answer when he said no. No, I take no accountability is what he was saying.
As an offense, though, I mean, when you guys are only able to score 3 points, the defense only lets up 3 points. I mean, do you feel like you let the defense down at all?
No.
Yeah,
no,
he showed his immaturity there. He really did. He was exposed, you know, and you learn from these things, that's for sure. And Mark Sanchez is coming from experience. He knows how to handle it. You address it right away, get it out of the way, and then talk about the game. He failed to do that.
Oh, I'm so torn. I'm
so
torn.
My question is this, though. Mm. Here's my question. Because I feel like I'm always, in every relationship in my life, I'm always blamed for not taking accountability. It could be at work. It could be from a boss. It could be from my girlfriend. It could be from, you know, anyone. Rich, my kid. Dad's never wrong. You never take accountability. And everyone hates me for it.
I mean, it's pretty accurate.
Okay, so.
You're a great guy. And you work hard. You're great at what you do. You're a good dad. Let me stroke you. You're a good guy. But if there's one fault in Steve Covino is that I've seen you fight with girlfriends, your kid, me, anyone. When you're wrong, I could be like, yo, Covino, look at the 49ers. They're wearing red jerseys. And you could be like, nah, those aren't red. And you'll believe you're incorrect. Take because you refuse to be wrong.
I'm sorry, buddy.
No, but you refuse to be wrong.
Hold on, I'm taking accountability.
No,
I'm sorry, buddy.
Come after me.
I'm sorry, man. So here's my question. First, is accountability underrated? Really? Like, is all forgiven when you just, you know what? You're right. Should I just say that? You know what? I was wrong. You're right. All the time, even though I might have a valid explanation. See, a lot of times
you don't want to be that pushover guy.
Yeah, but people take your valid. Sometimes I feel like you need an explanation. Like, hold on. Let me at least explain why this happened. And then people are like, well, why don't you just take accountability? I'm like, well, I'm just telling you what happened. So in other words, if Zach Wilson would have just said, you know what, guys, I stunk it up today. Would he be playing this week?
Yes.
Really? They're really just punishing the guy for not taking accountability. It's a learning lesson, no?
Well, it's a very interesting time to teach a lesson, which is why I'm intrigued to see what Robert Saleh is really thinking. Because what you're doing is you're saying they're 6-4, they're in a playoff race.
Imhotep.
Robert Saleh.
Yeah.
Who's a badass coach, man.
He's cool, man.
Changed the culture for the Jets.
I said it and I meant it. There's something about him. He's a cool leader, right? There's something about the way he commands some respect when he's, you know, at the press conference, the way he handles the team.
And he's a cool guy.
He's a cool guy.
It's a weird assessment, but he's a cool guy.
And I loved him in The Mummy. But
Robert Saleh is the type of guy that he's no BS, right? And I wonder, you see this in high school, right? Follow my theory. In high school, when the star player messes up or is irresponsible or makes a mistake, they might bench the high school player for a game just to teach him a moral lesson.
Mm-hmm.
The stakes here, I think, are too high to be teaching silly lessons. Or you could argue and say, yo, Zach Wilson, if he's really going to be a franchise guy moving forward, that you learn. This is where you learn the lessons. Well, but I'm saying you're playing the Bears.
They said that this by no means does it mean that Zach Wilson isn't going to start again. So really, they're just punishing him and putting Mike White in for what? Mike White will never be your starter. I don't think he'll ever be your starter. So isn't this a counterproductive punishment?
Listen, in this moment, Zach Wilson's not light years better than Mike White. But I feel like what you're doing is you're teaching a lesson at a very interesting time to do this, when the Jets are finally in a position to make the playoffs. They're playing the Bears. This is the game on their schedule they need to win. They're home against the Bears. You need to win this game to get to 7-4 and keep your playoff momentum going.
Accountability is underrated. According to Rich, if he would have just said, yeah, I stunk, you know, he'd be playing this week.
But here's the deal. If he plays after being a little baby boy, what is that saying to the defense and some of the guys that he might have rubbed the wrong way in the locker room?
Well, yeah. Is there an expiration date, a statute of limitations on accountability? He's like, can't he come out this week and be like, hey, listen, guys, I stunk it up. I was just angry in the moment.
Yeah,
is all forgiven then?
I think Robert Saleh made a decision that took some big Quavos to make.
Let me give you an example.
I'm putting in Mike White. And, hey, listen, we're playing a team we should beat. But I think if you start Zach Wilson and he doesn't, and he lost some of the locker room, I think he needs to sit this one out. Just, even if it's a week, just to refresh.
What did Sanchez say? Insecure and childish, huh?
Sounds like it.
Man, I'm not denying that. I'll give you a personal example, though, of accountability, okay, real quick. The other day, you know, we do rock stuff. I do music stuff for Sirius XM, right? Yeah. So does Rich. But I missed some emails recently. Right.
Yeah.
And the boss man was like, hey, listen, you gotta check your emails.
And instead of just saying,
Hold on.
Okay.
Instead of just saying, you know what, man, you're right. I thought it would be disrespectful for him to even think that I ignored his email. I had a legitimate, maybe not a good excuse, but I did have a reason as to why I missed his email. So here I go, think I'm doing the right thing, and people are like,
dude, just take accountability.
Just take accountability. Just say it was my bad.
He won't do it.
People just want you to surrender, man.
Covino misses
it. I'm sorry.
Forget the context of it.
I'm the worst.
Forget the context of it. This is the perfect example of Zach Wilson, a.k.a. Steve Covino.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players, rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, Spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter's comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Hair thinning is not inevitable. Take control of your hair's future before it's too late with Nutrafol's clinically tested hair growth supplement for men.
Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement brand, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter promo code CRSHOW.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men, spelled NutraFol.com/men, and enter promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com/men, promo code CRSHOW. And with Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months.
All right, well, let's get into midweek major, shall we?
Yeah!
All right. Covino and Rich get you over the middle of the week with midweek major.
Ooh, I love that.
We throw sports and pop culture headlines and topics at the fellas, and it's like the kids say.
That's so mid. Week, definitely major.
CNR scoring. Midweek major.
All right, well, hey, Bersh, look at this as your audition to be a game show host.
Oh. Oh, boy.
So you're going to throw us headlines, right?
Yes.
Cool. And we will give you whether it's midweek or major.
Mid meaning like a mediocre mid story.
It's
mid. And is it week? Weak sauce, the weakest story ever? Or is that major news? And we do it midweek every week, Covino and Rich style. And we're going to roll the dice to see who goes first, because whoever goes first has an advantage here, right?
Okay, go ahead.
All right, so I'm going to roll.
Oh, you rolled a 2. 1-1. I think I automatically win. There you go. Okay, I win. Oh, my God, I rolled a 2-2.
We both rolled.
Just go first. I'll give it to you. Okay,
right,
I'll
first.
You. See, I'll be accountable. I suck, guys.
All right, and we welcome, filling in for Danny G, our host,
Bersh. You forgot his first name, didn't you?
Ryan.
Ryan. Thank you.
There you go. All right.
You call someone by their last name enough that there's times where it's like, wait, what's Ramos? Oh, yeah, John Ramos. Okay.
It's okay. I'm actually not super used to hearing my first name. I mean, I hear my first name around here all the time because there's like four other Ryans that work here, but I typically just go by my last name.
Bersh. So. Let's go, Bersh.
So first off, we're going to the city of Las Vegas. where the Raiders have officially filed a trademark for this slogan for their team, and that slogan would be Win City.
Oh, like Sin City, Win City? Oh. Midweek or major, Kavita?
I think it's major. You know why? I understand a 3-7. No. I get why you would say it's mid and weak. I get all that, right? Because they're 3-7 right now, and they're going with Win City. It seems so obvious, yet no one thought of that until now, and they're able to trademark that, Win City. It's a city that revolves around gambling.
I get what you're saying. You're saying
how did they not come up with Win City a long time ago?
You're saying
for them to corner the market on this, and maybe by next year they're actually winning and to have Win City, I think that's major. Good for them. I'm glad they got it.
From an opportunistic standpoint,
yes,
major.
Definitely major.
But, I mean, when you're underperforming, I mean, it's very optimistic. Win City.
But it's a good slogan.
You're one of the worst teams in the NFL, so I'm going to go mid from that perspective.
That's so mid.
Monty, what do you think? Any insight on Win City?
I mean, I like it, but it's the fact that they're not doing well, but I get it. Do it now. Just do it now. I understand, but I like it. I like it, of course.
It's like me. It's if I tried to patent, like, Rip Dad when I had, like, a belly.
Yeah, I got high hopes, guys. I'm going to get ripped. Come on.
The timing's odd, but it's still a good move.
All right, what's next, Bersh?
Well, of course, tomorrow is Thanksgiving, but it is the first Thanksgiving since the passing of the legend John Madden. So the NFL has planned a handful of tributes in different ways to pay tribute to John Madden, as he was synonymous with Thanksgiving in the NFL for so many years. All the major networks are producing their own tribute segments. Madden's voice discussing Thanksgiving and the holidays' special relationship to football will kick off each game. A Madden player of the game will be selected in each contest, who will receive a $10,000 donation in their name from the NFL Foundation to the youth or high school football program of their choice. And of course, the John Madden Thanksgiving logo will be at the 25-yard lines of each field.
Wow.
I say we because they're not offering like tough acting to act in like gift baskets or anything.
Who needs a gift basket?
I'm kidding. That's major.
I love it.
It's fantastic. That's a great story. Great way to honor a legend. Obviously, I was joking about the Tenactin. I think that's major. And here's why I really think it was major. I thought you were going to say something ridiculous and off the wall, Bersh. I thought you were going to say they're going to do like some sort of a hologram, like some weird thing like they did with Harry Carey at the All-Star game. And that would have been really off and weak and mid to me. So major story. I like it a lot.
I'm also going to go major. I think it's a great, great tribute to a legend. And let's be honest, the guy introduced us to the turducken.
Bro.
He is synonymous, the turkey legs and everything. So well done, NFL.
Good
well
point.
Done.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Any other thoughts, Ramos, Monsi, Major?
No, I agree, Major.
I agree.
All right, cool. What else, Bersh? What do you got?
Well, Tom Brady's son, Jack, who is 15 years old and plays free safety for his high school football team, was seen taking snaps at quarterback at Buccaneers practice.
You know what? I'm gonna go. Can I go first?
Sure.
It's mid news because listen.
That's so mid.
When you're a high school student and you're a good athlete, it's like what do they always say? If you're a good athlete, you play shortstop, you pitch, you're the quarterback, you're the point guard. Like, if Jack Brady is a good athlete, he's gonna end up getting snaps at the QB position. His dad's Tom Brady.
I think it's weak.
So I think
I do
weak
because he'll never be him, as they say.
So if you were
he'll
him, would
never
you,
be Tom Brady. He's
would
Jack
you go for
Brady.
A-
Jack Brady should you know. Stay in his own lane and be the best free safety of all time because he'll never be his dad and he'll always be compared to Tom Brady. You know, good luck, but I think you be your own man and you stay away from quarterback completely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We're talking Tom Brady, dude.
Yeah, that's true.
You know
I'm
what I mean?
With Covino.
Yeah, be your own man. You know what? It's interesting. You ever notice how sometimes a Legends kid will pick another sport and they're good? Like, you'll see some guy that
Ken Norton.
Yeah, like a Ken. Great example. Next one, Bersh.
Well, you guys mentioned Aaron Judge earlier. Now, of course, earlier in the week, Judge was spotted in San Francisco and insisted, you know, he was just visiting family.
I saw that. He's like, oh, a family. Yeah, yeah.
But, of course, yes, he was, in fact, visiting with the San Francisco Giants at one point or another. And Jock Peterson recently, who, of course, just re-signed with the Giants, which just continues to kill all Dodger fans everywhere. But, hey, that's okay. You know, it's fine. He won a World Series there, yeah. So, you know, he can do whatever he wants now. He posted a picture on his Instagram with Judge in a Giants jersey. Trying to woo him home.
I love this. I'm going to go major. And, Covino, I don't want to take the words out of your mouth, but off the air we were saying how we're surprised more big-time players and even regular mid-level players aren't doing these social media reaches and stuff because it just makes the player feel welcome. I think this is a cool move by Jock, and I love when players – I love seeing – I'm not a Cowboys guy, but when you see Micah Parsons and Dak and these guys saying, OBJ, come on, man, I like that.
I mean – He's saying, here's what the tweet says. We're ready when you are 99.
Just like that.
He says something about, like, I got 99 problems, but I don't know. He made some sort of stupid reference. Look, I am amazed that this doesn't happen more. Like, and we are seeing it with the Cowboys and OBJ. Yeah. We're seeing it with Jock Peterson, the Giants, and Aaron Judge. You know, there's different ways to connect, different mediums, different platforms. But isn't that tampering of sorts?
Right.
Therefore, I say weak, and especially being a Yankees fan.
Tampering.
Yo, beat it, dude. You don't know the rules. Tampering.
How
I know,
is it
but
not?
How is this allowed? I don't get that.
I think there's only certain times where management, like I know in basketball, you get like, I remember Magic Johnson had to step down because he just didn't know the line of like, when can I be Magic? This is fine. Players are allowed to reach out in the offseason and be like, yo, I want this guy. When Max Scherzer became a Met, they wined and dined them. Players' wives and families, like, lured him in. I love that part of the game.
Well, dude, as a Yankees fan, I'm just say weak all day.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Six podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.